Fat Boy says he's gonna put crack inside fun-sized Snickers. I guess he went ahead and lost his dang mind. Newsflash, Robbie. Crack is rocks, and you can't squoosh rocks inside fun-sized Snickers without ruining the fun-sized shape. That's some idiotical Shark Week right there, so I go, I'm jonesing, man. I'm jonesing. How about you hook a little man up with some sweet super milk instead? Robbie doesn't smile or nothing. Dude's trying to be some kind of hard-ass RoboCop. Says no poopy pants baby that still skid marks his drawers ought to joke out loud about a grown man's personal stash. The mighty duck is he grumping for? The chunky butt's seen me hit a whole thing of Ready Whip till I got crunk. Saw me get torched on a big bowl of dank, too. Dang, I puked a whole bottle of stank-ass apricot schnapps while he just sat there and laughed his fat ass off. I don't say none of that out loud, though. Because what if Robbie thinks all that stuff is poopy pants baby stuff? One thing I don't need is more teasing from Robbie, because when he teases, he does it real hurtful. So I switch up my play and go, be cool, Robbie, it's no thing. And then Fat Boy's all smiles. He calls me by my actual real name, Jody, which he hardly don't ever do, and he says, I'm glad to hear that, Jody. Because I need you to go fetch me some candies. So are you going to stand there holding your dick all morning, or are you going to walk your pale, pasty ass down to Walgreens for some fun-sized Snickers like I said? Walgreens can suck my left ball. Target is my preferential shopping experience by far, but the truth is, Walgreens is the only place even close to Robbie's crib that sells stuff. I get dogging Robbie hard about how I don't want to go down there because it's cold and mean old Dick Trickle works there, but Robbie straight up ignores my ass. What he starts doing is chin-ups on this stupid chin-up bar he wedged in the doorway. Guess where the mighty ducker bought that cheap piece of junk? Walgreens! Anyway, it looks funny because Robbie's this big fat dude that can't do two chins without a heart attack. He's got all this pussy-ass black hair down his neck, plus pimples all across his flab cheeks, and the saddest little mustache you ever saw. When Fat Boy pounds out his chins, all two of them, you can peep his whole big white blubber belly. I get a laugh out of that, because my own abs are tight, even if I'm mad short. Dag always looks away like looking ain't polite. Dag is wrong about that, though. Because that mighty ducking Shark Week is hilarious as Shark Week. In case you're wondering why I cuss so polite, let me explain. Robbie doesn't stand for cussing no more since he broke up with Little Lamb. Last time I cussed normal, Robbie grabbed my shirt and said, no little man like me ought to run his mouth like that, because it don't show respect for your elders or even your dang self. And I said, well, what am I supposed to say then? And he said, how is he supposed to know? So I just took the titles of interesting programs I saw on Mom's TV. Robbie bails out on his chins. Dude's old as hell. About 30 is what Dag says. And after he mops up his old man sweat and makes sure his heart didn't explode, he points at me and Dag and Midget like he's Tom Cruise and we're the Mission Impossibles. He says he don't trust my ass at Walgreens, not with his money he don't, so he wants the girlies to come with. That's humorous, cause Dag's 10 times the klepto I am. Normally, I'd have been like, yo, how about you roll your own obese ass to Walgreens? Except Fat Boy said his money. Fat ass is handing over his own money to buy candy. That's some unprecedented Shark Week right there. Also, I guess I should be honest and tell you I've got pink eye for the 3rd time this year. So it could be Robbie doesn't want to hand me the money direct from his hand. And if that's the case, I can't really blame him. Pink eye's contagious as hell. Of course, Dag gets dubious like she does and asks how come he's sending 3 kids. Dang, girl, I know the answer to that. Walgreens caught Robbie lifting a Gillette Mach 5 3 months back. And now they keep a video cam snap of Robbie taped on the register. But Dag is Dag, and she goes on all opinionated about how Robbie doesn't have any excuse to stay home, because it's not like he's wheelchair fat. Ha! Robbie gives her a look like he's King Theoden from Two Towers, and he sits his royal butt down on his busted-ass easy chair that has a Domino's box to cushion his sore back. Fat boy's back's always paining him. Then he lays his whole plan out. I end up super glad Dag asked, because what Robbie says is straight up nuts. Basically, Robbie explains how he's going to put all kinds of hard-ass drugs into normal-ass candies and pass that stuff out to trick-or-treaters tonight. See, this is why I hang out with this fat fool. Robbie's dull as a park bench most days, but every once in a while, blam! He does something crazy nobody ever saw coming. Like the time he bought himself two tarantulas, they were like tarantula brother and sister, I guess, and he let them crawl their hairy asses all around the crib. Of course, then Fat Boy couldn't get neither one from under the couch, and suddenly got all super scared of tarantulas, and all of us were hopping on top the furniture and screaming. And when Robbie finally scooted them in a bucket, he went straight out back and filled that bucket with dirt and buried that bucket. And since then, no one's ever mentioned nothing about any tarantulas. This candy plan is double or triple times more messed up than anything Robbie's ever planned. Dag acts like she already knows about it. She tells Robbie to tell me how come he's gonna do it. And Robbie is like, them assheads deserve it. And Dag says to explain how children can be assheads if their brains aren't grown. And Robbie says he's talking about their asshead parents. Dag looks at me and Midge and nods wise, cause like, see? And we all feel that truth. Grown-up adults have been doing Robbie wrong since forever. And I guess they probably are due for revenge.